You're on the record.
Good afternoon. My name is Marisha Childs. Today's date is Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. The time is 2:32 p.m. We are here on a tow appeal matter, cause number 1250083. This is a tow appeal hearing that was filed by Jahane Eater. We are on Zoom. I see a square that says Jahane Eater. If you can identify yourself, please, for the record, state and spell your first and last name and your pronouns, please. And I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name.
Yeah, hello. Yes, my name is Jahane Eater, and that's spelled J-I-H-A-N-E, and my last name is E-T-E-R.
All right, thank you, Jahane. Thank you for being here. The city, I do not see that the hearing is set for 2 o'clock. The city is not here. Before I logged on to this hearing, I was just checking to see if there was any note that was received from PBOT saying that they weren't going to be present for the hearing, and I didn't see anything. If a party fails to show for the hearing continues in their absence. Nobody automatically wins or automatically loses, so there's no default, but the hearing simply moves forward in their absence. In this case, I use the same online case filing system that's available to the parties. I see that the hearing notice, which is Exhibit 6, went to the parties on, let me double check, May 5th, and the hearing notice states that the hearing is scheduled for Tuesday, May 13th, 2025 at 2:30 p.m., and that hearing notice was sent to PBOT at PBOTPETOHearingsInfo@portlandoregon.gov. That email was not returned, and like I said, there was no notice that that PBOT was not going to be present. So I'm going to make a finding that PBOT properly received notice of this hearing and is waiving their right to be present for the hearing, and we will move forward with the hearing in their absence. This hearing is being audio recorded, although we're on Zoom and I can see faces and squares. It's not the video that's being recorded, it's just the audio. The audio of these proceedings will be available on the city's website within the next 2 to 3 days after the conclusion of this hearing. I am a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow your vehicle to make sure that decision complies with the code. My authority in these cases is limited. I'm limited to deciding whether the tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires that I find a tow valid if two requirements are met. One, the procedural notice requirements have been satisfied, and two, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. If there was a parking citation that was issued in addition to the tow, the parking citation will not be addressed here today, and instead that would need to be addressed within Multnomah County Circuit Court. I believe that there was a parking citation, and I always encourage appellants to appeal their parking citation. There's really no reason not to. But make sure you follow the instructions on the back. It's either on the ticket or on the envelope that tell you the timeline to appeal and how to do so. And make sure you follow those timelines to a T, because if you miss the timeline to appeal, you do not get another opportunity. It's gone. Did you receive the statement of rights in this case, Ms. Eater?
Yes, I believe I did.
Do you have any questions about what you read?
No.
Do you feel ready to move forward with the hearing today?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so when I scroll through this case, I see that there have been 15 documents that have been uploaded into this case. These 15 documents have been uploaded by both parties as well as the hearings office clerks in support of each party's respective positions as well as for tracking purposes, so we know what's going on with this case. These 15 documents at this point are essentially just kind of sitting on a counter. They're not part of the record yet, but I would like to make them part of the record by admitting these exhibits, meaning that I can rely on the evidence that is contained within those exhibits and making some decisions if it's admitted. Do you have any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 15 into the record at this time?
No.
Okay. In that case, I'll admit exhibits 1 through 15. Next, I'd like to get you sworn in so I can get some testimony. If I can get you to raise your right hand. Great. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? If that is so, say I do.
I do.
Great. Okay, you can put your hand down. Now, you are the moving party, so you can go first and tell me why it is you believe that this toe is invalid. And then I will read into the record the evidence that the city has uploaded in support of the position that the toe is valid. The city still bears the burden, even if they're not here, they still have the burden to prove that the toe was properly authorized. So feel free, if you want to make an opening statement, you can. You can just launch right into your testimony as to why you believe that this toe is invalid. And I can put up any exhibits that you want, so that way you can refer to them in your testimony.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, I don't have anything rehearsed, but the reason I believe this is invalid is because when I parked on the evening of April 25th, at the time, and I don't believe, I don't have an exhibit or like an image showing this because I didn't take a picture at the time, but I believe that I parked in a space that did not have prohibited hours. I parked right in front of Holocene on Southeast Morrison Street. And at the time, the parking sign that was, I believe, as Officer Malinsky pointed out in his documentation, about 25 feet away from my vehicle. At the time of parking, the only street sign available was a 2-hour parking limit zone. And because I parked after the hours of 7 p.m., I believe, I was comfortable with my plan to retrieve my vehicle the next morning after the 2-hour limit went to effect again at 6-7 a.m. usually. When I came to retrieve my vehicle the next morning, I noticed that it was gone, so I presumed that it was towed, and I was confused. And so when I searched for signage indicating prohibited hours, I did end up seeing a prohibited hours sign at the very east end of the block, and it was pretty hidden. I estimate that it was about 100 feet. I do have pictures that I uploaded that show a halfway point between the beginning of the street and my vehicle. But those pictures were taken afterward, on May 1st, I believe. So what you can see is the what I believe to be newly installed prohibited hours signage in front of Holocene. So I guess my point is that it was hidden and not clear that where I parked was had prohibited hours. And I can try to pull up the, or find what exhibit number. Oh, looks like you have it.
So are you able to see this image on the screen?
Yes.
Okay, so this is exhibit 2. This is the picture that you uploaded?
Yes, this is one of them. It looks like this is the one in front of Holocene. So this is a picture showing the signage in front of Holocene. And because this was taken after I was towed, I believe that those two signs, the red ones showing prohibited hours, were installed after I was towed. I believe I did not park there when... I don't believe that those signs were there when I parked. Now... I submitted another picture, and it's one of the next exhibits. Yes, so this picture shows the halfway point between where my vehicle was parked, which is up ahead, and behind this midway point is the signage that was there indicating prohibited parking, prohibited hours. And the reason I think this is important is because it's quite far away. And it's not until the end of this street that the newly installed signage was installed.
Okay, so help me to understand. So you were saying that your vehicle was parked way back here, is that correct?
No, so my vehicle was parked at the end of this street. Oh, sorry, halfway. So at the end of where this picture was taken, I guess it would have made more sense for me to take the picture at the very beginning of the street. But I was parked right in front of Holocene, which is the end of this block. And yes, so where this sign was, I was not too far from this sign. And this sign was right, the 2 hour parking zone, this one, was right in front of the business, in front of Holocene. And when I parked, what I saw was the 2 hour sign. Those two red signs were not installed at the time. They were not there. And I acknowledge that I don't have picture evidence, but it's based off my memory. I wouldn't have parked there if I saw those signs. Sure.
So what time did you say you parked there?
I parked there around 7 p.m. on April 25th.
Okay. And it was still light out, or was it?
There was light. Yeah, there was light. Okay. It wasn't pitch black.
Do you live in the area?
Yes, I live in Northeast.
You live in Northeast, but you parked here?
I was staying over at my boyfriend's.
Okay.
So I parked there.
Okay. I was just trying to make sure, like, wait a second, this isn't Northeast, though. Okay, so you took a long walk if you parked here and live in Northeast. Okay, so you parked here evening. You don't recall seeing the red no parking, but you did see the green 2 hour.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm surprised that I took a look at the notes that the officer put down, and I'm surprised that they have an installation date of 2017. I don't think my memory is betraying me, but I wonder if, like, it's too late to ask for security footage around the business, maybe around that week or before I was towed. But I understand that what I'm saying is based off memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay, thank you. And you did see that the evidence that the city had uploaded?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me open. Is there anything else that you wanted me to know? I think the gist of what you're saying is you don't recall seeing these no parking signs. You saw the red ones. You saw the 2 hour sign.
Yes.
And it's your belief that the no parking signs, like the red limitations, were placed after you parked.
Correct. And there were prohibited hour signs on that street that existed at the time I parked, but they were so far back that I didn't see them until I went to retrieve my vehicle the next day.
So there were more signs that were behind your vehicle?
I would estimate they were about 100 feet behind my vehicle, yeah.
Okay.
And I would question, like, why those two red prohibited signs were installed after I was towed. Like, maybe I would think it's, like, supporting, it would support my point that it wasn't clear that they needed another one. But again, yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me open up these other documents. Let's see here. So the city, I'm going to pull up the city's Exhibit 9, which is the officer's tow report, and Exhibit 11 is the photos that were taken for the citation. And so I do see a citation that was issued. Okay, I'm going to share my screen again so you can see what I'm looking at. Okay. So I think it was Exhibit 9. This is the officer's report. And this states, the vehicle, quote, the vehicle was parked in a prohibited time zone running from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. The zone extends from Southeast 12th Avenue to Southeast Grand Avenue on the north side of Morrison Street. As shown by the attached documentation, the tower was on scene at 8:48 a.m. 9:18 a.m. was the time that they returned to their tow lot with the vehicle, which then puts the tow into cleared status. Using my photos from the citation as an indicator as to the approximate position of the car, I measured the distance between the third white pylon from the sign, which the vehicle appears to be past, to the prohibited time sign, and it is approximately 25 feet. See exhibit entitled Photos SC Morrison 10 to 11 feet. The only signs in my citation photos have city install stickers dated June 26th. See exhibit entitled City Install Stickers June 26, 2017. Okay, so that's exhibit 9. That's the report. Exhibit 11 are the citation photos. Is this your vehicle, Ms. Etter?
Yes.
Okay. And so I see the green sign. You see the green sign up ahead of your vehicle?
I do.
And then you see the other two?
Yeah.
Okay. And this photo was taken April 25th, 2025 at 8:09 a.m. And here's another image of the green two-hour and the two red parking restrictions. Another image of those parking restrictions and a close-up of those parking restrictions.
I guess my memory did betray me.
It happens to the best of us.
I'm stunned. I took a look at the evidence. I did not look at Exhibit 11. So
that's okay. That's all right. Let me see what else there is. That happens. Let me see. Is there any other? Let me look to see what else there was that was uploaded. Okay, let's see. Here's the exhibit 12 and 13. I'll open those. We can take a look at those together. 12, 13. And we go back. Share. Okay. So this is exhibit. Let's go to exhibit 12. So this is exhibit 12. Let me see. I can't remember what the officer said. What was significant? Exhibit. Oh, SE. Okay. This is the distance. Photos SE Morrison 10 to 11 feet, and the next one is the install. So this is exhibit 12. Still see these parking restrictions, the same ones.
Yeah.
This is in the same area where you were parked, because I see all the scene here. You were parked on a numbers street. Because Morrison runs, right? Or were you parked on Morrison?
I believe this is Southeast Morrison, right in front of Holocene.
Okay. All right, so these are, again, this is what was used to measure, 24 and a half feet.
Okay.
24 feet, 5 inches.
Yeah.
And let's see, this is exhibit 13. This is zoom in on the back of the parking restriction. Look, we have a new body on the call. Who do we have joining this call?
My name is John Wheeler, last name is spelled W-H-E-E-L-E-R. I'm a supervisor for parking enforcement. My apologies, I just found out he's missing his tow hearing because he's off the clock. I have his information in front of me so I can speak on behalf of the citation officer.
I've already read it into the record at this point. I don't know if you would be able to offer anything additional. We were just looking at the images that were uploaded. Thank you for being here. So these are the images that show the install date of the restriction. And I've seen these before. These are okay. I at the very least see that the year is marked 17, January, February, March, April, May 2017 is when these were installed. So let's see. So I do believe that these were not just put up after you parked. There is pretty solid evidence that they were there when you parked your car, and is your vehicle is not in storage, is that correct?
Correct. I've retrieved it since then.
Okay. So I mean, at least for the evidence that I do see, it does look like your vehicle, like your memory has betrayed you, as you have said. Which I think oftentimes we operate on autopilot and don't even notice many things that are around us, which is why we think my memory has betrayed me. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you wanted to add?
I mean, I'm not going to argue with the evidence. I think if they were there, then the arrow pointing the other direction, like, made me dismiss the prohibited hours. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, my boyfriend was with me when I saw that the car was towed, and we both looked at each other and said, like, that was not there yesterday. We were just surprised. So, yeah, but I'm not going to argue with the evidence.
Yeah, kind of hard to argue with the photos from the time of the vehicle being sighted. So what happens next is I continue to look over the evidence and write an order that analyzes the facts that you have described with the code and the evidence that has been uploaded. Just to kind of give you some advance notice, I am going to find that the tow is valid, only because, as we have seen, these restrictions were there. And yes, there are arrows pointing both directions, the green 2 hours, the red, and your vehicle was parked during the time that it was restricted from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. I know you did reference the vehicle was towed after, but again, I think the officer did state in the report that is really just the time that the vehicle arrives to the tow yard, not when they towed. So that means that your vehicle was parked within the restricted time, within the restricted zone. It was conspicuously posted. It's not hidden. There's no trees that obscure the area. There's really nothing that obscures these signs. So I will write an order that is consistent with these findings. That order will come to you via email, the same way you received notice of this hearing. Do you have any other questions for me?
No questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I know it feels a little weird, right? You're like I could have sworn that it wasn't there.
It's a little frustrating, but yeah.
That is frustrating. I understand. I get you.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Well, thank you both for being present today for the hearing. And Peabot, you missed most of it, but that's okay. But thank you both for being here, even if it was brief. Anything you wanted to add, Peabot?
No, once again, my apologies. I was not aware of it. He hit me on the way out the door, and I'm like, I didn't have any paperwork or anything, so I was trying to get all that situated. But to both of you, I apologize.
That happens. Okay. Thank you so much. We're going to go off the record. Have a good day.